For a long time, I have been intrigued by the steadily increasing size of suburban houses. During the last four decades, the average family size has decreased by 10%, but the average home size has increased by 60%. A few years ago, I visited a model home in one of the developments that have sprung up in the potato fields of eastern Long Island, because I was curious to see how such a quantity of domestic space could be put to use. I chose to view one of the more modest houses in the development, only about 5,000 square feet. I didn't have the energy to walk around the largest, which was 8,000 square feet, or about the size of a supermarket. The interior was like a set, waiting for the camera crew and the actors to arrive. This is called staging, the art of presenting a house so that it looks as if nobody has ever lived in it, and nobody ever could. The sales brochure emphasized the extravagant use of space. Oversized bedrooms, huge kitchen, gigantic deck, and monster living room. This house lived up to its language. The sales manager assured me that, yes, these houses were purchased by normal-sized American families and not by boatloads of refugees or religious cults or ambitious hotel chains. The pièce de résistance was the oversized master bedroom featuring a Roman emperor-sized bed next to a truly enormous bathroom with a whirlpool. In fact, bathrooms seemed to be everywhere in this house. The bill for soap alone must be larger than most people's mortgages. The predictably huge kitchen was equipped like a restaurant, with a huge freezer, a professional stove, and a double oven. Expensive olive oils and other gastronomic treats were carefully arranged on the immaculate surfaces. The formal dining room featured a table glitteringly set for six. Everything gave the impression that the buyer could step straight into a gourmet paradise. In case of culinary emergencies, the nearest McDonald's was only 2 miles away. This house and others like it seemed pretty impressive to me a dozen years ago, but now they have been reduced to the status of huts or garden sheds. Today's mega-wealthy buyers are looking for something more on the lines of a Renaissance palace. I read about one new construction in Los Angeles that weighs in at 38,000 square feet and comes complete with a cinema and a bowling alley. In the Hamptons, where only too much is enough, you can still find a cozy little cottage of around 25,000 square feet, but that's not going to impress anybody. This all sounds rather extravagant, but in historical terms it is quite modest. Highclere Castle in England, the scene of the fictional Downton Abbey, has interior space of 120,000 square feet with 80 bedrooms, and some other great houses are twice as big as that. When it came to bloated self-importance, nobody could beat the Victorian aristocracy. So although we are clearly moving backwards into the Victorian age of housing extremes, we still have a way to go. Far from being greedy for too much personal space, today's plutocrats are, if anything, rather cramped. This is David Boucher.